On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A Kent woman who was held in a police cell after having a mental health breakdown says more needs to be done to look after people in a similar situation.
To be shut in a confined space and just left, basically, because the police aren't mental health professionals. They're not going to be, you know, working with you or anything, or medicating you even. So, yeah, it was quite difficult. Yeah.
That's Natalie from Chatham who's been speaking as calls are made to stop people suffering a mental health crisis from being detained. The charity Mind wants the system of holding people for their safety banned. It happened 75 times in the county last year. Inspector Wayne Goodwin is from Kent Police.
If someone is in cells, then we'll look to get them taken to a health-based place of safety as quickly as possible. But clearly cells aren't the place for someone that's suffering from some form of sort of mental crisis. I mean, we wouldn't take someone with a broken leg to a police cell. We'd take them to somewhere where they can be looked after sort of properly and effectively.
KMFM News.
Unemployment in Kent has gone up. Figures out earlier show 18,445 were claiming jobless benefits in the county on October. That's a rise of 240 on the month before. It's as the insurance company AXA says it's looking at moving 150 jobs from its office in Tunbridge Wells to Birmingham. Children as young as 3 and 4 are spending more than 8 hours online every week. Ofcom also says for the first time, under 16s are spending more time on the internet than they do watching TV. Emily Keeney is from the media regulator. She says more parents are increasingly making sure their children are safe online.
Internet filters, which filter out inappropriate content, have gone up again this year, and that parents are talking to their children about this. In fact, parents of older children who are most likely to be exploring the internet are more likely than they were last year to have these conversations with their kids.
Police say they want to hear from anyone who's got dash cam footage of a crash in Maidstone that left a motorcyclist with life-threatening injuries. A lorry was also involved in the collision on the A229 Royal Engineers Road last Thursday evening. The biker is now said to be in a stable condition in hospital. The lorry driver is on bail after being arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving.
KMFM News.
Early reports revealed around 1 in 5 young asylum seeker children being looked after in Kent were missing in the space of a year. 190 disappeared in the 12 months to September 2015. 53 of those still haven't been found. More vulnerable children are going missing in Kent than almost any other part of the country. Councillor Jenny Whittle is from KCC.
Young people worried about their future immigration status are running away, but we also know that young people from countries like Algeria and Morocco, China and Vietnam are highly likely to come into this country with the intention of being trafficked.
And work's underway to create an area of wetland in Kent to stop homes from flooding. The project in Marden is designed to protect properties as well as create a sanctuary for wildlife. Farmland will be used to store and hold back up to 15 million litres of floodwater. Louise Smith is from the Medway Valley and Kent Countryside Partnerships. She says it's something that could be done elsewhere too.
If we're able to put together lots of projects like this across the area, then we are probably able to reduce flood risk to communities like Yalding and Collier Street and even Marden.
Those parts of Kent Louise mentioned were badly affected by flooding in 2013.
KMFM Showbiz.
The presenter Martin Roberts from the ITV show Homes Under the Hammer is reportedly heading into the I'm a Celebrity jungle. He'll join the contestants already there, including Kent Strictly star Ola Jordan and former Holcombe hockey player Sam Quirk.
KMFM Sport.
Gareth Southgate remains favourite to become the permanent England manager. That's despite seeing his side throw a 2-goal lead to draw with Spain last night. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, Southgate's final game as interim boss ended 2-2 at Wembley. He believes he's done exactly what was required of him since Sam Allardyce's departure.
I think we've brought stability back and built a platform for the team to push forward. So in terms of the remit that we were asked to do, I think we've fulfilled that, and I'm proud to have led the country for, you know, a couple of really important games.
Meantime, Gillingham have another chance to make the second round of the FA Cup later. They're travelling to take on Brackley in a replay after it finished 2-2 at Priestfield first time round. The Gills have seen a slight turnaround in form and are undefeated in their last 3 games. Here's manager Justin Edinburgh.
What we have to do now is continue to to churn out them performances that we have done. And like I say, I think if you do that more times than not, then you get the result that come along with it.
And Great Britain have been named the best team at this summer's Rio Olympics. They've been recognised by the Association of National Olympic Committee after finishing second in the medals table. Team GB's women's hockey players also won the Best Female Team Award.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.